We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Peches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. We learned in a brisa that if you have five people aboard a carbon Pesach, and the hides got mixed up, and they find afterwards on one of the hides a mum. So we know one of the kabbalas was a mum. That means one of these five chaburos or five people were not yotze the carbon Pesach. So what does it say? They're all part of a carbon Pesach. And the shaila is why. That's the Gemara I was going to talk about right now. Amamah, upaturim, starting more at the beginning of the line, 5 lines to the bottom, peches and beis. Amamah, upaturim, melasis pesach sheni. You are potter from bringing a pesach, all of them are potter from bringing a pesach sheni. Break the Gemara, v'yigachad le'nofik, because one of them, who his their come was had a mum, and they weren't yoytzer, the mitzvah come pesach. So our answer is, we don't have an eitz over here. Heichi levit. Lacy kol chad v'chad pesach. Each of them should bring a pesach sheni. Kamais chulim ba'azara. There's no chi of pesach for four of them. Only one of them is chayv pesach. Four of them are not. So they're bringing chulim ba'azara, which is also you can't bring something if you're not chayv a carbon. You can't bring a carbon. Kamais chulim ba'azara. The arav minay avdle. Four of them already did the carbon ready. Lacy kol chad pesach. Let them all bring b'shutfis one pesach. Nimtza pesach nechal shloim nuyah. What's going to happen is they're all going to eat the carbon pesach. And that's shloilem nuyah because since they already yotze, so there can't be money on a pesach they already yotze. So they all can't bring one carbon pesach, one pesach sheni. And the Rambam learns that the problem is that you're bringing it for a shloilem nuyah for someone who is potter. But that's the problem with that because if you have one money in the middle, we learned before that's good enough. But so pashim is nechal shloilem nuyah. They can't all eat the carbon pesach. So Mar says, "Hi, Mai. I have a different etza. Hi, Mai. Nesi kol chav nayo pesach. Everyone should bring a gedi or a tlefa pesach. V'nisni make a tnai. V'neima. Let them say, Ididi ba'mum. If mine was the ba'mum's and the high dicey house to nayo pesach, the one I'm bringing now should be a karm pesach sheni. V'ididi tamu. And if I was yoitza, my karm pesach, because mine was a tam, and therefore I was yoitza ready on pesach rishoy, this carbon should be a shlomim. High dicey house should have a shlomim. So Mar's question is, I have a simple etza. Why don't you make a tnai? I make a tnai that one should be a shlom and one should be a pesach. Mara says, loy efsher. We cannot do that. Why not? The problem is that on a shlomim, you give the chazo v'shoik to the kahanim. So here, we're bringing here five people are bringing a carbon. Four of them has to be a shlomim and one of them is a pesach, making a tnai. And the thing is, you have to give a chazo v'shoik to the kahanim. So the kahanim are going to eat the chaz of a shoik, and the problem is that they're not. Maybe one of those chaz of a shoik are from a carbon pesach. If it's from a carbon pesach, they're not allowed to eat it because they're already ate the carbon pesach. So the ikah chaz of a shoik, the ganim who the achilei. So Mara says, when they say kol chad v'chad koyim bahadei, let everyone bring a koyim, and everyone give the chaz of a shoik to the koyim. So what's the problem? So hi koyim hechidami. What type of koyim are you bringing? Eid of it pesach. If this coin already did his karm pesach, Dilma Hai Pesach, who maybe one of these five kavanas is a pesach, v'nimtza pesach nechal shloilem nuyav. And turns out the pesach is eating to someone who's not counted on it. Why? Because he's yotze the karm pesach record. V'id loy avid pesach, if he didn't do karm pesach, so Dilma shlomim hu. So if the case is the coin didn't do a pesach, so then four out of five are shlomims. Dilma shlomim hu, loy avid pesach, that'd be yotze pesach. So again, let's recap. The first question is like this. We have here five people. One of them was found a mum. So it says all part of Pesach Sheni. Why? Because they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Because they're all the only four, only one of them is chayv. The other four are potter. So Mara says, what's the big deal? Bring a carbon for Pesach Sheni, and I'll make it tonight. If I'm going chayv Pesach Sheni, it should be a Pesach. If not, it should be a Shlomim. That's what they should say. They're very similar Pesach Shlomim. So I'll say, if not, it's a Shlomim. So the problem is, you have to give a Chaz of a Sheik from a Shlomim. And how are you giving it to the kohen? If even though everyone brings the kohen with them, the problem is if the kohen is yotze karm pesach already, he might be eating a karm pesach shloilem nuyah. And if because one of those five are going to be a karm pesach, and if he's not yotze karm pesach, so then four of the kahanim are not going to be yotze karm pesach because four out of five are shlom. So the mar may say yotze. So see, all the mar gets every tonight. Yeah, that's tomorrow's time. V'nisne v'nesi kol chamisha. That's tomorrow's time. Let's go. V'nesi kol chamisha chad kohen. All of them bring one koyin loy of a pesach. Let them bring all one koyin that didn't bring a pesach. But nimni alayo, he'll be counting all five of them. So then, what's the problem? Four out of five are shlomim, and one's a koyin pesach, and the koyin keep everything, and either way, he's for sure yotze his koyin pesach. So v'nid malay hanich mishap pesach. And the one of pesach, echad loy of a pesach, is one person who didn't do a pesach recent yet, but can not give a yotze with it. So what's the problem? So we have a gevaldig yotze. Gemara says, no, you can't do this still. Why? Because the tenai of of all five, the same, it's not a Pesach Shmi Shlomim, is a problem. Why? Because the Shlomim you can eat for 2 days and one night. Pesach is only 1 day and one night. Elam Shem Dekom Amayit Ba'achilas Shlomim. Vilu Pesach L'yom V'layla. Vilu Shlomim L'shtayomim V'layla Echad. Which means that here, what's going to happen is, let's say you have leftover from this Kavanas, you're going to burn it. The problem is, if it's a Shlomim, you're not allowed to burn it. So it comes out, you're causing the Shlomim to have a Hefzid Kachim. You're causing it to get burnt for no reason. You're causing it to be nice for no reason. So that's the problem why you can't bring a Shlomim. So Frank Tigmar, I have an Eitzah for that. The halacha is, what?
You only could burn it for the Chalamayit.
I know. First of all, it's Pesach Sheni here we're talking about. So you can burn it right away, rather, next morning. You can burn it the next, because it's Pesach Sheni. It's Pesach Sheni over here. There's no Chalamayit. The Pesach Sheni I'm talking about. This is happening for the reason. But so they found that night. They found one of them had a mum. So the question is, Gemara says it can't do shlomim because it's mayit ba'achila. Pray to Gemara kash like this. It's something called maysa pesach. The loch is a leftover pesach is a shlomim, but a zil nafgemina. A maysa pesach, which is a shlomim, you only eat for 1 night, 1 day and 1 night. So v'neise maysa a pesach v'neima ididi ba'mum hayd aisa hashdon have a pesach. If mom was ba'mum, let this karm be a pesach. Ididi tamu nahav hayd aisa hashdon shlomim. The Moisa Pesach Nechel Yom V'Layla Echad. So he's saying, get a carbon, put it aside for Moisa Pesach, and make a Tanai like this. He says, if mine was the time, so this should be Moisa Pesach, which is Karb Shlomim. And if not, it should be, if it's not a Moisa Pesach, let this thing be the Pesach itself. So the Gemara says that you can't do that. Well, Gemara has a kasha, v'chir afrishim t'chila l'moisrois, could you mafrish m'tchila for Moisa Pesach? Hey, you can't do such a thing. Right, the Gemara, v'nitruchu v'naisi Moisa Pesach. Why don't you find yourself a real Moisa Pesach? So the Gemara's having it was, I'm going to take any carbon and say like a t'nai. You know, if I'm chayav carbon Pesach, so this should be my Pesach shein. If not, let it be a Moisa Pesach, which is a shlomim that's similar to Pesach. Frank Gemara, let's think, you can't make a Moisa Pesach. Moisa Pesach is something that was a carbon Pesach and it got left over. So Gemara says, you can make a Moisa Pesach. So we're not have Eitzav. Nitchu v'naisi Moisa Pesach. Bring an existing Moisa Pesach. It means you go in your shlomim, say, does anyone here have a Pesach that they weren't makavit because they didn't need it, whatever it was. And bring that Moisa Pesach. And now you have mamash, something is set in stone to be 1 day, 1 night, even if it's a shlomim. And I have Eitzav to make it tonight. Elam Hashem smicha. The problem is like this. The problem is smicha. The ilu pesach lebayis smicha. The ilu moiser bayis smicha. Moiser needs smicha. So and you're not allowed to do smicha for no reason because that's called avoid the bekachim. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to avoid the bekachim for no reason. You're not allowed to mishtamish bekachim for no reason. So here's the problem. The moiser pesach needs smicha. You don't know which one to do smicha on. Same problem with the shlom mosam. So the more hot tein of carbon anoshim. That's good if you get a moisa pesach from a man. But carbon anoshim. But if you get a moisa pesach from a lady, ma'ik lemeimar. And the mafarshim learned since anoshim are part of smicha. See, even their carbon also is built in a p'tur smicha. So I have a etza. I can still find a moisa pesach from a lady and make it tonight. El mashur matanois. The problem is that a shlomim and a pesach have a different type of zrikas. Matanos on mizbeach. Dilu pesach matanachas. It's one matana. Vilu shlomim shtayim shem dalad. It's two which is four, which means on each corner they do a spritz, which goes to two sides, which is two to four. So they can't make a tanai because you're not going to know what matana should do. Frank Dimar might ask me, what's the difference? But tanan kol nitna mazbeach chitzoin. All kabbonis that the dam goes on mazbeach chitzoin shnitna matana achas that you gave it did only one spritz. Kaper, it's a kapara. So you're right. Shlomim lechatzila has to do two which is four, but it works. So you still have a kasha. Elo, mishum the ilu pesach v'shvicha. Even the one zrika, it's not a regular zrika. By pesach, it's a shvicha, it's a pouring. Vilu shlomim bezrika. Shvicha is something that is done like lightly and right near the mezbeach. That's a shvicha. Zrika means your throat. So it's a different type of matana in the first place. So maybe that's the problem. So we're not so my nafkamina. Vatanya called nitnim bezrika, nitnim bezrika. Anything that's chayv and zrika that you did bezrika, yotza. So still have a etza. So the Gemara, the final pshat, aim at the carbon and the eved, lechatchila nami, all those things are the eved, but the lechatchila to set up a carbon to not do lechatchila, that already not going to do. And Tosfos speaks out that hu adin on the other tainus also on smicha matanos noisa, all these things here even if you're going to tell me the evidence good, but lechatchila you don't do that. That's the Gemara's Taharas. Lechatchila you're not going to set up. Right, it's true. And so maybe you're asking this. Taisa Zakasha, so now because we don't want to have something that's chatchila, we're going to make a guy come to a chorus? It's a chiv chorus, the guy's going to come to a pesa. That's Taisa Zakasha. Taisa says, it's toiv sheyitcha suffer chorus with Shev al Taisa. It's better that you should miss a lav that's a chorus, but you're not doing anything, than to do a Isser de Rabbanon be a daim. So then Shloik Haigan be a daim. And whatever Isser lechatchila be a daim. Here lechatchila, I'm bringing a carbon that's not going to have smicho, or not going to have zrika, or not going to have something like that. That already is also. That's Taisa speaks out. All this Taisa is the Hanamili de Evet. We spoke out the whole Taisa. First, he says other things also go with the Evet and Chila, and also he says this Svara that you're not going to push off be a dayim iser lechatchila to give you save yourself the mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'oim levana v'reini sheichet esa pesach. The father is in Yerushalayim ready to shechet this pesach. His children are not there yet. He wants them to get up there by the seder on time. So he says, ha'reini sheichet esa pesach amishu yalam and can reach Yerushalayim. I am shechting on whoever gets to Yerushalayim first. He'll be muna on the carbon. Kivin shehichnes harishayin roishay verubay. Once the first person makes it into Yerushalayim, you know this is already 8 o'clock at night. Zocha bechelka he zoich in his chelik mezakes achivimoy, and he schleps his brothers with him. He can mezake them as well after he zoich. That's what the Mishnah. I read your pasuk in the Mishnah. Break the kasha. Break the moral kasha. Shmami no yesh breira. Elcharetz be yesh breira because b'shas the shechita. We don't know who will be first. Let's say he has Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So he made a shechita. He doesn't know who to include for Shas shechita. He's not going to be the first. He said, whoever comes first will be included. Whoever comes first will be included. And here, it's after the shechita. It's at night. The guy comes in. We say, he's the one who is Mamona on the carbon. I would don't say Yesh Breira. Am Rav Yechanan. No, that's not the Mishnah really is. He was a man of his whole entire family. For Shas shechita, he had a mind, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. The whole family. But he wanted to make them come quickly. So he said, whoever comes first, he will be like, will be called Hashem him. But not really, because that's the minu is happening there. The minu is happening, he had one everyone right away. I'll show you why it has to be like that. If you say everyone was counted beginning shopper, Eli Amrit, it doesn't work. It wasn't matter everyone mikara. It just, Lemafreya, whoever walked in first, let's say it was Reuven, it'll be his. So how could he afterwards be mana everyone else with him? The boss of the shachet become a smanu. After shchita, he can't have a minui. So how does he schlep the achav imoy? So vaistoy is there's really mitchila. He really did everyone.
He really needed to schlep his brothers with him anyway.
No,
they were named to be his.
That's only after the maskon. That's the daikanami. That's the raya. He said, no. In the havamino, it was not. He was not a mana. The havamino was. He was one mana anyone. And this no, is the raya.
You're trying to bring a raya that he was.
Exactly.
He doesn't need to be his brother.
He doesn't, right? It just means not real. Really, they're not everyone. This is just figuratively that he's been mezak everyone with him. Echanami. So just like he's the one, just the guy gets first. He's mezak harishon is not real. Everything is like a figurehead. That's what it is. He's a figurehead. Only Shmami no, that everyone was mamuna, everyone was counted metchila. Tainavach bring a raya. It says in the brayza, ma'isa v'kodmu banois lebanim. One time the daughters got there before the banim. But nimtza the brayza says banois zrizim v'banim shvelim. The banois were the ones who was zrizim. They were the ones who were efficient, got things done, and the banim was shvelim. So Rashi in Mesachus Gittin speaks out. It doesn't say v'nimtzu banois zoychais v'pesach banim loyzochu. It doesn't say that. So mashma avada, everyone's zoycha. All it is just a simon, just a way to get them to move quickly and come to the seder on time. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. La'olam nimnim alav. We know every Pesach you have to be counted on. You have to register. It's a lack of a better word. You have to register for the Pesach. And everyone has to register for the Pesach. It's the only way you can eat the Karm Pesach. If you register, it's the only way you can be Yaitse the Karm Pesach. If you register with the Karm Pesach. Until when could you register? So that's the Mishnah we'll discuss, the second half of the Mishnah. First Mishnah says, La'ilam nim nim alav, achi be'kazayis kol ha'echad. You keep on registering more people on it until you reach a kazayis kol ha'echad ve'echad. Once it's less than a kazayis, that's too late. Nim nim u'mayishchim. Nimnim, another halacha is now, and how long could you do this for? Nimnim Moshe Mezidei Menu, Achi Yashachet. You could register or unregister until Shechita. But after Shechita, it's done. Too late. Registration is closed. Both ways. Rav Shimon Omer, Achi Yazarek Ezadam. Until you do Zrika, you could still do something. We'll see what. you can still unregister. We'll see in the Gemara. You can still unregister until actually Zarek es Adam. Until Zrika. Until Zrika. Zog the Gemara. So first Gemara talks about the first line in the Mishnah. First line of Mishnah says you could register until the Zekzai is Chalach of Echad. What's the Chiddush? My Kamash Malot. That you could, it's massive as a chiddush that I could register as many people as I want, as long as I have anxieties. Of course I could, why not? So I'll kamash b'lon. The kamash law is like this. Let's say you have a chabura, a whole group of people, they got together, a certain neighborhood, and they got together, they got a Karm Pesach. Afterwards they found out that there's another Karm Pesach they want to be part of. So they give up the whole chedek in this Karm Pesach, and they give it over to a whole nother chabura. Is that mutter or not? So our Mishnah say that it is mutter. Even though the Rabbi Huda holds, you can't do that. You have to leave one guy from the original Chabura with the Pesach, and then when you add a whole new Chabura to it, you have to leave one guy, one original guy.
Before Shkita,
yeah. So my question is, the Apoch of the Imni Allah Chabura Zu, Chayzeres Mil Chabura Acheres. Before Shkita, you could put a whole new Chabura on it. Even, and not like Rabbi Huda says, O Vach Shie Echot Mebrei Chabura Rishayna Kayim Allah. Ovad is on Shabbos Noch Purim's blot. Ovadchi Echam Nechaburu Roshayin Akayim Alav. That one guy from the Chabur has to stay there. That's you don't have to worry about. That you don't have to worry about here. I'm just saying you don't have to have one guy from the Chabur. Akapalam, you could make a whole new Chabur onto this carbon. Now the last half of the Mishnah said a machlokes. Until when could you register and unregister? So the Tanna Kama said Tol Shchita. Rav Shimon said Tol Zrika. The whole machloikis is about unregistering. The Rabbanan Sabri miyois misa mechiyusa said. The pasuk says like this: v'im yimat habayis miyois misa. So we dash like this: if you want to unregister, you want to mayit yourself miyois misa. The se has to be alive. Mechiyusa the se has to be alive. That's Rabbanan's drasha. So after shechit is not alive anymore, you can't back out anymore. Rav Shimon Sava mehaviyasa the seh, when the seh is done, which means the avoda is done. So you still can be mayit until haviyasa the seh, until after the avoda is done, until after zrika. Ava limnois, but to count yourself to register, divrei akol at yishachet. Everyone agrees, only till shchita. After shchita is too late. Why? The Amar Kra b'michsas nefashos. It says you have to be counted on it. V'hado techoisu. Then it says techoisu lashon shchita. So techoisu is after you register. So that's for sure. To be nimnim, you have to do it before shchita. But to be moishich, that you have option until zrika according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Rabban holds that's also shchita because the machlokes is miyoyis seh mechiyusu deseh or mehaviyas deseh. Tanya Malkum the Brisa also like Abaye is saying that Rabbi Shimon only argues on mashicha. Only on being moishich, which means unregistering. Tainai v'halchi, nimnim moishich mizdeyem imenu achi shachet. You can be counted and uncounted until shchita. Rav Shimon Aimer, nimnim achi shachet. Taka counted until shchita. Moishchim, and you can unregister achi zarek as dam. Until zrika. See, klar, like this man, the Omar, that, like Abaye says, the machlokes of Rabbanu Rav Shimon is only legabe unregistering, not legabe registering.